AI News by Conjero.
HP is moving its OpenAI frontier work out of pilot and into production across customer experiences, telemetry, employee productivity, and software development. They're basically testing whether a single vendor can bake LLM capabilities into devices and dev pipelines at scale.
That move matters because it flips HP from distributor to platform integrator. If Frontier is everywhere, on printers, PCs, telemetry streams, it becomes a product feature and a services play. But it raises questions about data governance, latency between edge and cloud, and who pays for the compute.
On to Micron. Wall Street's treating the company like an AI platform, not just memory. Investors see DRAM, NAND, and especially HBM as the throughput layer for AI data centers. So demand isn't just capacity, it's sustained bandwidth and packaging.
Right, and that means Micron's strategic choices, HBM roadmap, co-design with accelerators, firmware and interposer work, could capture more value than raw chips. The risk? Commoditization and margin pressure if others match throughput cheaply.
Coinbase's pivot is a neat case study. They route requests across GLM 5.2 and Kimi 2.7 and lean on aggressive caching to cut costs. It's a reminder that orchestration, model routing, cache hits, quantization often decides unit economics more than peak model quality.
And that creates a price war. When orchestration can mix models for cost and latency, providers compete on integration and SLAs, not just on benchmark numbers. For users, that means lower prices, but also more opaque provenance and compliance headaches.
A theme from enterprise AI. It won't feel like a coworker until it can finish the task. We're moving from good answers to persistent state, reusable skills, and reliable completion inside live business systems. Booking, billing, approvals.
Getting there requires deep integration. Permissions, audit trails, rollback, human overrides, and idempotent operations. Until those are standard, most workplace assistants will be helpers, not executors, because businesses can't afford half-completed workflow failures.
The CEO Bench 500-day autonomy test is a reality check. Only three models ended with more cash than they started. Long horizon autonomy exposes planning failures, overspending, and brittle assumptions that short demos hide.
Exactly. Autonomy needs economic models, risk controls, and market-aware behavior. Agents that optimize locally can blow up cash or reputations over months, so durability and strategic reasoning are as important as tactical skill.
Chihu 360's Tulong Fong and Yitian Shen stitch vulnerability hunting and defense into a single agentic stack. Discovery, prioritization, and response in a closed loop. It's a defender-first automation approach.
The operational test is brutal. Attackers adapt, false positives cascade, and automated fixes can introduce outages. If those agentic stacks survive real adversaries and noisy telemetry, defenders will gain a huge tempo advantage. If not, we risk brittle automation.
Across these stories, orchestration and systems integration are the strategic battlegrounds. HP embedding LLMs, Coinbase stitching models and caching, Micron delivering throughput. It's about who ties pieces together reliably.
Parallel to that, governance and economics are the brakes and levers. Data lineage, compliance, supply chain resilience, and cost controls will determine whether scaled deployments succeed or become liabilities.
Economically, expect winners to be those who can trade off cost, latency, and trust, whether that's memory vendors offering platform guarantees, exchanges optimizing model stacks for margins, or startups building durable autonomy.
Technically, the winners will be teams that can glue models to persistent state, telemetry pipelines, hardware like HBM, and clear operational playbooks. It's less about a single breakthrough model and more about durable engineering.
Synthesis. We're watching AI move from model miracles to operational muscle. Systems that can reliably execute, scale economically, and survive adversaries and audits. The companies that stitch tech, economics, and governance together will set the rules of the next phase.
That's our roundup for today. Thanks for listening. We'll keep tracking how orchestration, hardware, and autonomy reshape the market and bring examples next time.
AI News by Conjero.